In Iceland, we have our own Santa Clauses. They are 13 brothers. They live in the mountains with their parents.
Before the pandemic, we were lucky to visit Iceland, where we heard a story we thought worth retelling. It's not, though, about Iceland's sibling Santa Clauses, who have names like Door Slammer and Candle Stealer, and who children try to placate by being good, so when they put their little shoes on the windowsill at night, they will get a gift and not a rotten potato. Or worse, a visit from the Santa's mom.
She would come to town and catch the naughty children. And when I was a kid, I knew that she would cook the kids for dinner.
That's
that's terrible. I was afraid of her. She died of starvation.
There you get a sense of Icelanders' dry humor and storytelling skills, maybe born of long, dark winter days with only a few hours of light, and their otherworldly landscape that inspired Tolkien and Jules Verne. It's easy to believe volcanic mountains might be home to ogre Santas or elves.
My name is Sigur Björg Karlsdóttir, but everybody calls me Sippa, and we are now in the capital of the elves in Hafnarfjörður.
There. That's good.
Yes, elves. And Sibba is about to give us an elf tour. 54% of Icelanders believe in the so-called hidden people. And the rest?
They don't disbelieve in them.
Yeah. See, the thing is, they don't want to rule it out. I don't see them myself.
I was going to ask you, have you seen one?
No. Well, I've only seen one in my dream. And it's not important whether you believe the elves are here or not. This is part of the culture. It's just part of life.
Well, we have a map that we are given on the tour. Beautiful little drawings. We'll have pictures at herenow.org. But things like elves like to live near the swimming pools of beautiful homes.
Yes. Well, this is a map made by the seer, Erla Stefansdóttir.
Seer in that literally she could see the elves.
Yes, she could see those creatures.
And people, you know, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but people didn't make fun of her. They didn't.
I'm sure some people did, but also she was respected.
So we begin our walk.
We just have to cross the street here.
Hearing how when God paid a visit to Adam and Eve, Eve was so ashamed her children were dirty, she hid them in the mountains. God declared that what was hidden from him would remain hidden forever, the hidden people. Sippa's own uncle claimed an elf helped him tend the sheep at night when he was a child, gave him a rock as a gift. Then when the uncle grew old, he could no longer see the elf.
As an old man, he was looking for the rock he had given him, and he found it in his drawer. He held it in his hand, and the rock vanished. And he told us he was sure his friend was still around and had taken it. Okay, here we need to watch our step. We come this way.
This is enchanted.
We are in a beautiful park, a volcanic field of black rock and dark green moss, birch trees and red winter berries. This place is supposedly silly with elves. We scramble up on a huge boulder called Elf Rock.
Okay.
You can come up here and see if anybody's home.
Okay.
Watch your step.
People come here to meditate and feel the hidden people energy and maybe ask their forgiveness.
If we cross them, if we try to break down their house or do something they don't like, they will put a spell on us.
Well, we heard of, you know, people trying to build roads.
Yes.
And people protested the building of the roads because it might go through a boulder.
Yeah. A man that studied at the university, he collected stories from older road workers.
Saying what?
Saying when the guys were making a new road, they would come to a rock or a hill and everything would go wrong. And in the end, they would go around the rock, and then everything was okay. Around 1970, they were making a big road out of Reykjavik. And in the middle of the road, there was a big rock, and things started to happen. Guys were falling down, hurting themselves, and people were saying, this is an elf rock, and this is why everything is going wrong here. In the end, it was decided to have somebody come who negotiated with the elves. They moved out, and the rock was moved to the side of the road, and it's still there.
They do seem to be almost a conscience of the country when it comes to caring for the countryside.
Well, when I was growing up, my father had many stories from his family about the elves. And he taught us, his children, respect for nature. I think in many ways, it is. It's a great Great word to use. Conscious of the country. I like that.
All right, here we go. We're looking for elf living spaces.
Oh, yes. We will.
I think most Icelanders you meet, if you would ask them if they believe in elves, trolls, you know, hidden people, they would say, well, I can't outrule that they exist. And that is my answer.
That's Iceland's young progressive minister of the environment, Gudmundur Gudbrandsson, the son of farmers who went to school in the U.S.
I was telling my classmates, especially from the U.S., the elves and trolls in Iceland and the hidden people, I could read from their eyes and their expressions, he's crazy, he's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Until I met a student from Hawaii, and she was like, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I understand, we have those too. Two volcanic islands. Is there a connection there? I ask myself. So what is it in our environment that makes us be more likely to believe in hidden people?
To him, it's the rock formations. As a child, he was told they were trolls, frozen into contorted positions when the sun hit them.
And you know, we can point at something in the landscape that is sort of a proof.
Personally, I don't think that has nothing to do with it. It only has to do with when this is accepted, which is still in Iceland, then everybody dare to talk about their experiences. That's why so many believe in elves.
That's Professor Magnus Skarphéðinsson at the Elf School in Reykjavik. Actually, Magnus's delightfully cluttered apartment, books and elf figurines piled high. We've pulled up chairs in the small parlor with five students from around the world as Magnus, who looks a little Santa-like himself, tells stories and takes questions.
We have hundreds, we have thousands of such stories. We collect them. We store them in special files.
The climate change and the elves connected, or at least the disappearing of the elves.
That's right. I met more than 900 Icelanders and 500 foreigners from 40 countries that have seen elves. 65 or 70 have met them regularly. The hidden people and the elves is always asking them, humans, why do you pollute so much? You have to stop this global warming and stop this pollution. You will kill yourself and you will also kill us. You have to change.
When did this start, and why do you think here?
There's only one reason why we have the elves. That is because the Enlightenment that started in Europe in 1600, which was a very good movement, very, changed the world more than word can express, but it has price. It killed faith in the world, cleaned out all myth and mythology. And the Enlightenment never came to Iceland. That's why we still have the elves.
Yeah, I think you have to ask your First Nations about that.
That's Tina Bucher from Germany.
You think that in the American Indian, the indigenous people probably had some of the same beliefs that were wiped out?
Yeah, I think spirits like everywhere in the world.
Can I just ask, does everybody in this room who's at the class here now, are you here now because you also have a belief in elves or you wanted to find out more?
So I believe and I know that they exist.
I just wanted to know if I could find them myself one day.
Yeah, I think there is a connection with nature.
I'm very interested in myths and legends in Ireland.
That's Patricia McAteer, before that her husband John from Ireland. We also heard from a woman named Sunshine from New York. But John and Patricia from Ireland actually claim sightings.
Mm-hmm. Mine was in Donegal, in a very sacred site called Ungrinon, and the elf was halfway up the mountain, almost like the age of about a 14-year-old, but much older in features, did have pointy ears and was in the expected green-brown outfit, was very wary and cautious of me.
Are you sure that,
absolutely positive. Yeah. It was an elf, absolutely and utterly positive. And he just went like that.
Professor, what do you say to people who are going to hear this and just think you are all out of your minds?
Yes. But the most reason why 54% believe in elves is all Icelanders know some witnesses. Their grandma or grandpa or parent, when they tell you their elf experience, they are very sincere. This happened to me. And that's why people dare to talk about that experience. This is accepted part of the culture.
Elves are wonderful creatures, and we take them seriously.
That is Siggi Hilmarsson. In Iceland, he taught us to bake bread in hot volcanic springs. We want to leave you with his thoughts on elves.
If we come across a huge rock, we sometimes get a special person that speaks to the elves and get, you know, permission.
It's, you're smiling, but you're serious.
Yeah, it's a smiling, serious thing. There is a song that you should listen to. The lyrics go like, "Are elves perhaps men?" Eru álfar kannski menn? Eru álfar kannski menn? We smile, but we take it seriously.
A story from our 2019 visit to Iceland, our Christmas gift to you. And on this day, keep an eye out. You never know what you might see.